Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another version of Coffee Tea with Me. Today it is Europe Calling SOS. We have the solutions. So, we have three people from that side of the world with us today, and we were going to start with our very own Freddie Bean, who has always impressed me because her understanding of the connection with wellness and diet. So, Freddie, if you'd like to take it away, we are recording.
Morning, everyone. I'm Freddie, and I'm from England. It's really good to be here. A few years back, I was so poorly with Morgellons that I didn't really want to go on. Then I found Mel, and things have changed so much. You know, like Mel said, it was the diet for me that turned things around for me. Because my skin was in such a state, I couldn't concentrate. All I kept thinking was, you know, I had itches and crawling feelings, and I couldn't get past that. So with the diet, which I started, I think, about a month plus before I started on the supplements, that put me in good stead because the diet was very strict. But as many people know, I'm not really a foodie because I have stomach problems. So food was never my best friend. So I cope pretty well with the diet. It really wasn't a hardship for me, but it put me in good stead because with the strict diet, the crawling, the itches, it abated, and I could see through the fog. It was like I was able to concentrate more on right. Where do we go from here? And then I got on the Logos supplements. And I didn't realize that I'd actually been really quite poorly for a long, long time. Because when I started taking the supplements, I think, I'm not sure how long it took, might be 6 months or so. I realized that my body was lacking so much, and these supplements were giving me everything I needed, and I started to feel well, you know, not just from Morgellons, but well from being ill with my stomach, I think. So, being on the supplements has given me a new lease of life, for sure, because at one time, I wasn't able, well, I'd only ever worked part-time because I never had the energy to do any more. And then obviously sometimes when I had lines, quite a few years back, I couldn't work at all. But after having the supplements, I'm now in full-time employment. And that is amazing because I have not been in full-time employment for so many years, and yes, I'm tired, and yeah, you know, maybe I shouldn't work so much, but I'm embracing it. You know, it's like, this is amazing that I can actually work, whereas before I just couldn't do it. I still have issues because My body doesn't absorb very well, so I'll always have issues. But I can honestly say I can go from day to day and forget Morgellons. Now, how wonderful is that? I don't even think about it. It's not a skin issue as such for me now, as it was before. You know, life is nearly normal. I do get very tired, and that a lot to do with maybe the absorption. I don't absorb things very well, so I'm going to get tired. And if the brain fog is still there, but not as bad as it used to be. On one occasion, I used this route, and I was using this route nearly every day for most days, for 10 years. I know this route. I could do this route with my eyes closed. But one day, I got lost, completely and utterly lost. I didn't know which road to go down. And that was the point where I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I am sick. Because I was frightened. You know, this is before Morgellons was, before I found Mel and realized I had Morgellons. I told my friends, if I ever don't come home, sorry, it's because I'm lost. It's not because I want to go.
At some point in time, Freddie, everyone who's ever suffered or disease, any form of toxic disease, been overwhelmed with the feeling that they're lost.
Yeah.
And when I think of you, Freddie, and I think why is maybe Freddie is not 100% better. And I think of three things, okay? And it always has to do with people on what they're able to achieve with other medical extenuating circumstances and the choices they make. Now, you have stomach issues, and we all know that what those who have stomach issues that cannot be corrected, okay, will have a problem with absorption of nutrients and even maybe the nutrients that are in the food, okay? Then you put that on top of this poor girl. She works, I mean, all the time. She loves it. So there's no, I mean, there was a time when she first got well, guys. She had two jobs. I remember. Okay, before the pandemic, she had two driven. She was as happy as, and I kept saying, Freddie, when are you asleep? She said, well, that's another issue. Freddie has issues with sleep. So the combination of those three, okay, may never allow her to be 100%. But Freddie has recaptured her life and now exists with what she's achieved since she's come to our website. Is that a fair assessment, Freddie?
Yeah, that is exactly it. And I do have sleep issues, and it was pretty bad last night. And I'm really sorry. I do get a bit teary when I'm tired. And also remembering how poorly I was. You know, when I remember back, it was just so horrendous. You know, I was right down in the pits. And, you know, I work and I enjoy it because I wanted to work before, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the inclination. I just couldn't. So I just go full out and embrace it because I don't know what's around the corner. So I want to make sure I get everything in now. And, you know,
I can promise you she goes full out. Whenever she thinks I do something wrong, I get an email with the corrections. All right, laughing bird. How come you're not laughing? All right. Freddie, would you like to field some questions?
Yes, if there's questions, yes.
And Freddie, I remember crawling around on the floor in my apartment, crying and dying, honey, so I understand. No biggie. Everybody cries here. Everybody cries. All right. From one cry to the next. Who has a question for the lovely Freddie Bean? Okay. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, Freddie, thank you for the story. And I'm so glad you're so much better. That's wonderful. I was just wondering, did you have a fungus on your skin? Did you feel any burning on your skin?
I think I did. I definitely get biofilm, for sure. And I did get it really bad before I knew I had Morgellons. So the biofilm, I think, came first. Then the hair loss. And then the itching. But when I say the itching come last, I don't think it did. I think it just got worse. I think it took hold and got worse, and that's when I noticed it. So maybe I had the itching before, which I think I did, but it was never an issue. But yes, I certainly had the biofilm, and it's hard to remember whether I had the burning. I think I did, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay, Freddie, you said something very interesting, that there were many people who are not here today and many new people who are concerned about hair loss, and I try to explain to them, don't worry about it. When you get better, your hair comes back as good, if not better, than it was before. I'm a perfect example. I got an unbelievable head of hair for a person my age. Donna, Karen from Houston. I mean, Karen's hair is all the way down her back again. And she was very crazy when her hair started thinning and going away. And a lot of the girls are. But really, how's your hair, Freddie?
Well, excuse me, I had it cut yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I heard the neighbors called you Rapunzel.
The hairdresser said, gosh, I can't believe how quick it's grown. So, you know, I don't have the biofilm, but I know I had the biofilm on the crown, at the back of my head, top back. And I had it twice. And I obviously didn't know I had Morgellons then. So the biofilm was, and the hairdresser, you know.
Alrighty.
She used to get people to come and have a look.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I would say, now you want to hear a story and make you cry? So poor Shannon Zamboni, she can't figure out what's going on, except there's no way I'm not dying. I'm turning gray. I got sores from my ankles up the back of my neck. And she sends me to the cancer clinic here. Well, first doctor comes in and he looks at me and he says, I'd like you to take more clothes off. All right. Well, everybody who worked in there came in and looked. It was the most embarrassing moment of my entire life. And yeah. I go out of there with a note back to my doctor, Zamboni. This is the first confirmed Morgellons case in the state of Nevada. This is July 13th, 2006, when the government swears there's no such thing. So, Freddie, talk about not being comfortable, being humiliated, degrading. I mean, it was the lowest point in my whole life. And then, on the way out, they're telling me I better enjoy life. I ain't going to be here by Christmas. Mm-hmm. While walking up the steps of my apartment, I'm crying like a baby. I ran into this 40-pound red-tailed hawk named Liverwurst, who told me I'm not going to die. Okay, so, I mean, so many sad, horrific stories come attached to this particular problem, issue. Morgellons, Lyme, Candida, MRSA, cancer, mold toxicity, you name it. And it can ruin a person's life. It can take away your dignity. It can strip you. But Chrissy will tell you to love thyself. But before we get over there, let's let Ruth in. Welcome, Ruth. It came a minute or so late, but we're glad you're here, as well as Valera, and of course our special guest, also Ruth jumped in. So go ahead, Ruth Ann, with your question for Freddie Bean.
Hi, Freddie.
Hi.
So glad to hear your story. It's just amazing how these stories affect people. And for other people to hear it, it encourages them to know that you can get better. But my question to you was, how's your garden doing? You post pictures of your garden, and of course, I'm a gardener at heart, so.
Yes.
Freddie Bean has a garden that we're all envious of, including me, who has a degree in horticulture. Okay? But, I mean, really, if you're new, you got to go into the forum and look in the thread, who's outside your window, for so many lovely pictures that we all share with one another about pets, about gardens, about just different things that could be outside one's window. All right.
Well, how are you doing? I know Freddie's doing a lot better than she had been. So I thought I'd ask her about her garden.
Oh, thank you for asking.
You know, Freddie, because of your garden, I went out and bought a little rose bush plant.
Oh,
are there any snakes in your garden anymore?
Any snakes, did you say?
Yeah,
yes.
Have you ever seen snakes in your garden? You have, haven't you?
No, we have slow worms and toads.
No snakes.
No, we had some years ago.
I had one in my garden some years ago, probably about 12 or 13 years ago. It was just a little garter snake.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah, not.
All right, are there any other questions for Freddie Bean? Freddie, I can never thank you enough. And although I make fun of you sending me emails during the calls to make corrections, don't ever stop.
You're just saying that.
Not just saying that, Freddie. I can use all the help I can get, Freddie, okay? But
that's
I'm so
true.
Happy for you, honey. I mean, even if you don't listen to me, I'm so happy for you. All right, let's bring in another guest from another part of Europe. Let's welcome Chrissy and the lovely, her dog, Holly, from Scotland. Come on in, Chrissy.
Hi there. Hi, woof woof.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Ruthann.
You sent me an email this morning in the form of a message on Skype.
Yeah.
And I'm upset with you. You made me cry before breakfast.
Did I?
Yeah, would you like to read this to everybody so you...
Yes, please do.
All right, so hang on a second.
We don't want to cry.
Hey, knock it off or I'll smack you with the hockey stick. All right, Mel, I'm thinking of the conference call today, and I feel emotional thinking about my journey. And I was completely lost and had almost given up all hope before you called me and encouraged me to become a part of the community. And before I got help from the He Cures All Foundation. Thank God and thank you that you called and helped me. And I became a part of the community and was no longer struggling just to survive. Alone and tortured with this disease and the isolation of fighting it all alone. Oh boy, serious, what an amazing thing this community is in so many ways, helping so many folk like me. Giving up hope, giving us hope and armbands to swim again. I call them life preservers. Thanks, Mel, and Holly and me are grateful for all of it. Love, Chrissy and Holly. Well, I mean, you know, Chrissy, why I do this is get better. And when I get emails like this, it's almost like getting a pay raise, okay? In a couple of times that I had jobs as opposed to owning my own business, when people thanked me for the work, it almost meant as much to me as getting a raise, really. Because that's something that you have to just come out and express. So thanks, Chrissy, and I'm really happy you feel that way, and I'm really happy for all the progress you made despite being a sufferer of many, many years with stomach issues, with mite issues, with bug issues, okay? And here you are, and still fighting away and really slowly and slowly getting a little better.
Well, you know, I'd been ill since the summer of 2011, and it was caused by bird mites and a nest in the roof and dead birds and things, and that's what's triggered it. And that was 2011, and I think I came across your site maybe sometime in 2012, but or maybe the beginning of 2013. Three times in the 6.5 years before I was really, joining the Skype calls and getting help with the He Cures All Foundation, I was severe with this illness because I didn't have the resources that I needed to get the medicine that I needed, and I was struggling. But I did, even before I joined, I did, the second time it was severe, and it was so bad. I mean, I had severe symptoms, horrendous Morgellons symptoms, and crisscross lines, like rail tracks on my back, with like big black lines and weeping sores and everything, and the bites and the stinging, and you name it, I had it. I was a disaster. And I went to like two dermatologists, an infectious disease doctor, many doctors, and they were just saying it was psychological and I'd done it to myself. And you've seen the state of my back and the weeping sores I had for years. And I couldn't even touch these areas. So it was nonsense what they were saying. So, but this happened. It kept getting worse and getting severe again because I didn't have what I needed, you know. And so, what helped me in the early days was even just reading the testimonials. And at one point, the second time I got severe for a year and a half of torture, I just every day was reading, like, the website. This is before I was part of it, and reading Monica's story. And I latched onto that every time I was suffering. I was reading it. It's almost like she was my friend, and it's almost like she was talking to me, because I was stuck in Scotland on my own, you know. And I had no life, and I just thought that my life was over. And at one point, I had emailed Mel, I think, the start of 2014, and he'd asked for the code to phone me. And then I just gave up at that point. I had a lot of brain fog and I couldn't find it. And then I thought, oh, people can't help me in America. I thought, it's too far away, and you know. And I just I didn't try at that point. But then the third time it got severe, a few years later, and I was desperate by this point, and I was like, I honestly didn't want to be here each time that they got severe. And I'm not like that. And at that point, I reached out to Mel for a second time. I managed to get the area code and everything. And out of the blue, he phoned me, and I was blown away. I was blown away because you just don't think that someone's going to phone you from thousands of miles away and, you know, going to care about complete strangers like that. And he did. And I was like, what? Really? I go, got a phone call from America. You know, I was like, what? And then, you know, fast forwards, going on the waiting list, you know, and Mel then saying, you know, you're going to get help to get the medicine. After 6.5 years of feeling like my life was over. And I was dealing with Morgellons, systemic candida, Bartonella, Epstein-Barr, Lyme, and various other things that we do get. We have all sorts of various things, a lot of it we don't even really know. As well as like stage 4 endometriosis. I've had 4 operations over the years for that and a lot of severe pain with that as well. So a lot of autoimmune problems too. And don't have any family support. My family have always been kind of abusive. And so I'm just on my own kind of thing. And my friends had kind of fallen away because when I tried to talk to them about this, they all thought the same as the doctors, that it was Looney Tunes, you know. So I still had maybe 1 or 2 people I could talk to, but a lot of people I lost. And I isolated from a lot of people because of this as well. So I kind of, you know what it's like when you're severe, you kind of hide away. So then you lose everybody. So it was a total miracle. And I meant that today, that I felt really emotional thinking about it, because I still can't believe what happened, that I got that phone call, that I got told, join the Skype, and I was a technophobe, and Mel was like, you're not going to get better unless you can become part of the community. And he was like, you're going to join Skype. And I was like, oh, all right, okay. And it was no problem to join Skype. And then it was brilliant coming onto the calls. And anyone that's not doing the prayer call, I really would suggest joining that. It is a real connection in a community. We really care about each other. There's camaraderie, there's fun, humour, there's connection with God, caring and support. What more could you want? And you know, as time goes on, we get to know each other more and more, and that really helps you. And, you know, so after all that time, you know, because, like, there was, like, years where I was just on my own with major symptoms. The biting and stinging would start at 3 p.m. and go on till about 9 a.m, all over my body, and I was watching all these sores and crisscross things appear all over my body, and I felt like I was in a horror movie and there was nothing I could do. So life really wasn't much of a life at all. I was just, as I said, surviving. So that was a miracle, to get that phone call, to have this community, I was overjoyed. To the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, you may as well put a Father Christmas, you know, a Father Christmas beard on Mel. You know, that was better than all the Christmases together, to be told, you're going to get help with this medicine and you're going to get what you need to build up your bioterrain. And I was like, no, and you're going to ship it to Scotland? Are you serious? You know, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, because, you know, my cat had got sick and she'd had to get put to sleep when she got very ill and stuff as well. And then my dog had got it as well. And then every time I was bad, she was bad with it as well. And I just thought, oh, you know, it was just so to get this, to get the medicine. And the medicine is amazing. You know, it's a solid, like, foundation of nutritional support, restores your bioterrain. It's got wonderful antimicrobials in it, you know, which are an alternative to antibiotics, so they don't, like, weaken your immune system. 80% of your immunity is in your gut, so you don't want to be taking antibiotics. You want to be taking Candida red olive leaf monolaurin, things like that. That's not going to damage your immunity. And, you know, this is the, you know, oh, I hasten to add, since I've been sick since 2011, the summer, it's been 10 years now. And like, as I say, for 6.5 years before I joined the Skype and got on the medicines, I had scoured the internet and so many, oh my goodness, just totally negative weird websites that just had horror story after horror story and everything. And I absolutely, and Mel's was just amazing, you know, because it has hope at the centre of it and positivity. And he's not interested in people, you know, sharing horror stories. He's not interested in seeing grotesque pictures or talking in depth about all that stuff. That's not going to help your physical health. It's not going to help your mental health. So I really like that the guiding principles are do no harm. Everybody's body's different. The sum of the parts, which is, you know, the diet that Freddie very eloquently was talking about. Keep your mind calm. Make sure you have sleep. Drink lots of water, and Donald is the guy to tell you, to encourage you for that. And the coaching with Mel and the wonderful community of other people that understand what you're going through. Get out in the fresh air, a bit of exercise and sunshine. And then obviously you've got the WPS and the clean green as well. So that's the sum of the parts. And then the guiding principles. And then Mel mentioned slow and steady, better out than in. Don't mix protocols at any point because there's a synergy to them. And Mel's always saying those that don't give up got well. And have faith and perseverance and trust in God. I think it was Tia that said that. She won a competition to put a, I'm pretty sure she said that, the guiding principles at the end. But at the end of the day, brilliant stuff, actually. Because it's not just about one or two, three things. It's holistic. It's about everything. You've got to look after your mind, your body, and your spirit. You know, the medicine helps build up your immunity from the inside out. The clean green helps with the crawling sensations, and sulfur soap helps with that. But don't wear silver because it'll turn it black. And then your diet, you know, is so important. You know, really cut back on the carbs, stay well away from sugar. You can do it. You know, I mean, I love lemon or lime, fresh lemon or lime drinks with some plant, you know, based steviago. Just get one that doesn't have any kind of like maltodextrin or any additives, and some sparkling spring water, and it tastes divine. And I get a little kick out of that because you get the nice flavors of the fruit, and it's sweet. And so there are things that you'll find, you know, get some avocado, add a wee bit of lemon juice to it, and just like scoop it with the lemon. That's, you know, there are things you can have, you can get, you know, that will kind of satisfy your taste buds, and you'll find it, you know, with your cauliflower rice is very good, and get good protein sources, lots of cruciferous vegetables. You can have like butter, you know, and you know, you can make roasted vegetables and soup and stews and things like that. You know, there's lots of lovely stuff that you can have. You don't need to go hungry, but you do have to starve the parasitic component of this disease. But anyway, I just I can't really say enough. When I thought I was just treading water for all these years, I was a broken person, and every time I thought that I was getting somewhere, and then it just got severely reinvested again and then again. I just felt like a human domino that was like getting up again and getting up and knocked down. And there was nobody to hold me up and nobody to help. I prayed to God, and obviously God was seeing me through it, but there was no humans that, you know, that were there. So it's meant the world to me, you know, getting that help, getting the help with the medicine, getting the help with all this wonderful knowledge that's positive. And, you know, and also being able to come and talk to other people that say, I get you, you know, I understand because I suffer the same, or I have suffered the same. And everyone's at different levels, you know. Now, it's, you know, I can't stress enough to for people to go on the protocol ASAP if they can manage as soon as possible and the sum of the parts. Because at the end of the day, one of the reasons why I'm still not, like, you know, fully healed from this is because I had it 6.5 years and 3 times full-blown infestations for years at a time. And each time it was getting worse, not better. And I was dealing with, like, stage 4 endometriosis and candida and all these other issues. And I think I had Lyme disease for years before that. And probably Bartonella before that as well. So at the end, before I got the Morgellons, so at the end of the day, it's imperative, because I see people that come and they get well very, very quickly. It's as quick, the quicker they get on this road of path of healing, the quicker, because you don't want to, you know, hum and haw about it, because if you can afford the medicine, or if you can, you know, get all the stuff that you need and stuff, do it, because the most important thing is your health. And the longer you're sick and the more you're taken down by the diseases and the illnesses, unfortunately, the longer it takes to, you know, build yourself up again. But I was truly given a life raft, and it is the greatest gift I've ever been given in my life, because I don't know, I was just, you know, I mean, I even went through, when I didn't know what this was, I went on a bird mite forum and I moved after 7 months with dealing with it, and I didn't know what it was that swarmed my feet. I thought it was baby fleas because I didn't know about bird mites. I left all my, I got rid of all my stuff and moved with nothing but a blow up chair and a blow up bed and a deck chair, thinking that it would be okay. And then I found out about this illness, and I still had all those symptoms, and it was like, the black fibres. I was like, what on earth is this? You know, I thought if I got rid of the bird mites, I'd be okay. So it's been the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, and I wouldn't. Well, I don't have any enemies, but I wouldn't wish it on anybody ever. It's a pretty horrific thing. This is why this community is so important, and it's a life raft. You know, people wonder when they come to the prayer call how we can laugh and joke with each other. We, you know, there were times in my life where I had a sense of humour, just, like I said, just existing in the most miserable of ways, suffering, torture. And the sad thing is, if people don't believe you, or you can't talk to people, or you lose everybody, you're just there yourself. You know, if you had some other illness, you could get hugs, you could get support, people would be sympathetic. But when you go to the doctors, they think you're nutty, and then, you know, any friends you tell or family, they think you're nutty, or, you know, it's a lucky person if they get support from friends and family, and a lot of people don't. So that compounds it. So the community is just so important. And then you're not treated like a freak, or you're not told it's mental, you're not labelled, you know. I mean, it adds insult to injury. You've already got this terrible illness, and then people start labelling you as if you're crazy. It's just so insulting. And but anyway, so I can't thank Mel and all the people that support the HCEF enough. I mean, my life would be completely different just now if I was still here, if I hadn't been given these armbands and that helped me swim the seas. And just to have people that go...
Let's take some questions, you.
Okie dokie.
No, Chrissy, I mean, I think we all get it, honey, and I don't want you to start crying, because then I'll start crying. So let's take some questions.
Brilliant.
Don't be sorry. Don't ever be sorry. All right. Now, who's got a question for Chrissy? There we go. All right. Here he is again. Boy, I'm glad you're back. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, Chrissy, that was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And
I wanted to know if mold was involved with your scenario.
Well, they say that a quarter of the population has a mold allergy, and I'm definitely one of them. I'm 51 years of age, but unfortunately, when I was 25, I had an abscess in my mouth and I got given like penicillin and I had an allergic reaction immediately, and then I got systemic candida and I'd never had that before, and so that was really bad. And I don't think I remember before that point, but definitely after getting the candida issues, like now, I would not go into a thrift store. If I went into a thrift store, I would start reacting. My skin, my scalp, even in a library, that's how sensitive I am to things. Or, you know, I did have a house that had mold issues as well. Luckily, the one that I'm in now doesn't have any mold issues. But when I was out in the garden in the winter, there was green algae and I was reacting to that. So I had to like get that cleaned down and stuff, you know, and scrub it off. So I think that loads of us in our community do have candida issues. And I hasten to add that every single human being in this planet is born with candida. You know, a small amount is actually healthy for the system, but it's obviously when it gets out of whack and it overgrows and then it takes over, and that's what causes a problem. So, yeah, I think a lot of us have got candida and a lot of people don't even realise that they've got candida issues. And I definitely think that... I also think there is other fungal issues for some of us related to this disease, because these crisscross things I was getting, the way that it was happening, it was definitely a fungal element. So there could be other fungal aspects to this illness that we don't really know, or maybe some people have been tested and they've got specific funguses. But all I know is that it's very important for us all to, I mean, basically this diet is an antifungal diet as well. It's like a candida diet as well. So it's important for us to stay away from mold and to work on our candida issues. And probably most of us have got, as I say, yeah, a mold allergy. I mean, that's quite a lot of people in the world, a quarter of the population. So, and a lot of people are not even aware of it. So,
well, that's why we have, you know, this anti-candida diet, because, man, mold and fungus and all of that candida, that's all food for this disease.
Yes.
So we've got to eliminate it every which way but loose in order to really have the ability to restore our health to the point where we can get rid of the disease. But, you know, so many people in all countries live in places that have mold and are unaware of it. And so many people, because of their diets over years, have candida and they're not aware of it. But those things can take the immune system and just trash it. All right, we got any other questions for Chrissy? Anybody else? All right, Freddie, I need to come back to you for a minute before we introduce Ruth. Oh, wait a minute, we got another question here. Valera, go ahead, Valera.
Hello. Thank you for sharing your story. I was wondering how much you've improved as far as the candida is going. Can you tell me the progress on that and how long it took?
I'm not completely healed from the candida, and I think that's the problem, because I'd had it from the age of 25, and I think I had leaky gut. And I think basically a lot of us have got leaky gut systems. Also, because of my stage 4 endometriosis and many years of severe chronic pain and painkillers that I had to take, that damaged my stomach lining as well. So obviously the diet helps tremendously with my candida issues. Also, you know, we have many antifungals. We've got the candida root, the olive leaf, the monolaurin. Silver is a fantastic antifungal. You know, there's many things that we're taking that's antifungal. Not to mention with the diet, if you're eating like garlic and even like extra virgin olive oil is antifungal, and coconut oil and stuff like that. So we've got a lot of knowledge, and all the knowledge is there in the website as well, and all the stuff that you know you need to do with the diet, with the medicines, you know. And but also people should be aware if they do have like a mold allergy. When I'm near it, I get hives. I'll break out in hives down my back. My skin will start sweating. My eyeballs will be itchy. My scalp will be itchy, and my ears will be itchy. So I'm a highly sensitive person to any spores in the environment. So the only reason I'm bringing that up, just to let people be aware that if they are reacting like that in certain areas and certain places, that your body is letting you know. The body's finely tuned, and it'll let you know if something's not right. So the diet is brilliant, and also the medicines. But I, like Mel says, and I think that, you know, that candida is a very, very, very difficult thing to eradicate, you know. And you can't completely eradicate it because it is part of the human body. But it is really about keeping it in check, and, you know, we would die without a small amount of candida in the body. But, you know, it's just keeping it in check in symbiosis with everything else that's there. And obviously, we're also taking the essential flora and stuff like that. So we're building up the good bacteria in our body and helping the fauna and flora. And we're taking the prebiotics as well. There are prebiotics in the protocol, which helps feed the probiotics. So, you know, because I was sick with numerous things for quite some time, I think this is something that I still have to, you know, work at, and a lot of us do. But at the end of the day, it's like night and day, you know, that being on the protocol and having that support and help for my body. And you've got to remember as well, like, as I say, I've had 4 major operations and stuff for stage 4 of a severe illness. So my immune system was really taken out. You know, it was taken over by all these diseases. It was really, I couldn't believe it, all these horrible things. But at the end of the day, that's why all of this is worth its weight in gold to me. And it's a beautiful thing, actually, to have this help. And everybody, please utilise every last bit of that website, every last bit of Mel's knowledge, and every last bit of the lovely nutritional support that we are getting in the sum of the parts, because it's night and day, you know.
Right, Chrissy, I got to interrupt you because we got to keep moving, because I promised Ruth we'd let her out of here in a certain time frame. Freddie, I need to come back to you because someone joined the call late and didn't hear of the fact that you had a problem with your hair, and now you just got a haircut yesterday because you're so much better, your neighbors were calling you Rapunzel. Is that true?
Well, the last bit wasn't quite true. but yes, I was losing my hair really quite badly. It was coming out in handfuls. I'd go in the shower and I'd end up covered in hair. So yes, it did cause big problems in my hair, but as I got better, it all stopped. My hair's just lovely now. And I did go to the hairdressers yesterday, and she was really surprised how much it had grown. I had 2 inches taken off. I've got a good head of hair now.
Yes, so when you dress as coiffeurs in France, please.
Pardon?
I said we call hairdressers coiffeurs in French.
Oh, do you know?
Well, I do. I wouldn't worry about what I do. When it comes to language, I'm worst. All right.
So you will notice as soon as you start getting better, your hair will not will stop falling out. Mine did. So yeah.
Everybody who's had a hair issue was really panicked. I mean, terrible. So, and you know, I told everybody that don't worry, it'll be back when you get better, and it does. Everybody, Donna, Karen, you, Freddie. I mean, anybody who had that issue, and not everybody does. And Valera, you can never use another person as a barometer for your own time frame, because it says in the guiding principles that everybody's body is different. And quite frankly, I don't know. I think it's a miracle that Freddie's come back. I mean, not Freddie. Chrissy's come back so far based on all the other issues, extenuating circumstances, previous medical history. I mean, this girl thought she was going to die for sure on the third go-around when I got my hands on her. So you're not in that place with the disease. So she's not a good time reference for you. All right. Last but not least, the very first person I ever helped and the very first person who ever got well because she listened. And she loves life. And she once baked me a lemon meringue pie, sent it to me over the Christmas holidays. But the postman in every company opened a box and ate most of the pie, and all I ever wound up with was a crust. Do you remember that, Ruth?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. It was very disappointing that it didn't get to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. Okay. Everybody thought I made this story up because, you know, I tell stories. But this was true. I mean, I opened the box. And I was in tears when all I saw was a piece of crust. I said, some Christmas pie.
It was a mad thing to do, wasn't it? Sending lemon meringue pie from England to America. But it, we thought we'd give it a go and
yeah,
didn't we, make it.
Well, what can you tell the folks?
Yeah, I was the first person you helped in this part of Europe, wasn't I? I'm to get better, the first person you helped to get better. And that was 6 years ago. I started on the protocol. I started looking at the website sort of about 6 or 7 months before that. And although, you know, and really, as far as I could make out, Mel's website was the only one where you read about people getting better. You know, everywhere else I looked, it was just all a bit gloomy and very sad and ideas and advice, but no sort of, no real sign of people actually getting better. So, and this was where I felt God wanted me to be. You know, it was like a real answer to prayer. Quite miraculous, really, how I one day just sort of looked at the site after praying about it again. And so I knew in God that Mel's protocol was the right thing for me to do. I wasn't absolutely sure that I was going to get better. And through the journey, you know, things do get worse after you start everything. Sometimes, you know, symptoms can get worse, and that can be scary. And you think, oh, gosh, is it working for me? And, you know, I would keep praying about it. And I would be thinking in my heart, well, am I going to get better, Lord? But, you know, whenever I felt like that, I just knew, well, but it's the right thing to do the protocol. And I think that that can really help to have that certainty that you're doing the right thing. But I think now when you look at the website, there's so many stories of people who've got better. People posting, you know, saying, oh, you know, I've got my anniversary of getting better. That I think that that is a real encouragement for people who maybe are still looking and thinking, oh, but is it the right thing to do? I just want to say it really is the right thing to do. And yes, it's very hard sometimes stopping eating things, you know, that we're used to. We're just in eating habits and, you know, have certain things that our body is expecting. And stopping eating those things, it's hard at first. And it's hard sometimes at first sorting out all the pills and getting all the stuff that sounds a bit peculiar and a bit scary at first. But I just want to reassure people that it is all okay. And if anybody's listening to this wondering about should I do it or shouldn't I do it, I just want to encourage you to do it. And like Chrissy says, if you know, if you can get a hold of this stuff, just start now, because the sooner you start, as Chrissy said, the sooner you'll start getting better. I think I had been ill for about 8 months when I got the phone call from Mel, and I immediately started on the diet, ordered the pills, and, you know, so it was about sort of 9 months ill when I actually started. And it took me about 3.5 years, you know, little ups and downs. I mean, after 18 months, I was probably 90% well, but, you know, that last 10%, you know, took another year or two. And I had my little dip when not realizing about counting carbs, and that kind of like just saw me out of that little dip. And I have to say, I am still getting better. So it's 6 years now I've been on the protocol, and now I'm on the still get the basic protocol from Logos, and with extras like Eve's Harmony and Joint Marvel, and I try and make up the other things from, because, you know, in the UK we can't have too many bottles in a package, otherwise the shipping costs and the taxes go a bit mental. But I get the other stuff locally, and I still carry on with the silver. I've got the WPS in the cupboard if I need it, but I'm not taking it at the minute. But I'm still getting better. And on past conference calls, people have asked me about my diet, or do you still keep to the strict diet? And I know in the past I've said, gosh, yes, I stick to it absolutely, because I would be scared not to stick to it because I don't want to get sick again. But do you know, the past year, I think the past two Christmases, I've allowed myself little treats at Christmas. And, you know, this is not to sort of encourage people to go off the pathway, but it's to encourage you that things get better and things continue to get better. A couple of weeks ago, I ate half a scone with butter and jam on. And it's like, you know, especially people in England, they'll, I think, because scones in England are not good. It's like scones are like a, they're just a delicious thing that you eat for afternoon tea. And I only had half of one because I was just somewhere where it felt like the right thing to do to eat it. But my goodness, it was wonderful. And I thought, oh, am I going to get any bad results from this? But really, I haven't. And it's not something I would eat every day or even every week or even every month. But it's just that sense of, okay, you know, just occasionally now I think, you know, I can eat certain things that I would never have thought of eating even a year ago. But I'm basically on the same diet. I basically still count my carbs, but it's like, oh, maybe, you know, once a year or something.
Tell people, Ruth, that when you get well, you can learn and understand moderation. You will be able to enjoy those things that you love.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I remember about you is that what really helped you get over the final hump was when you really started counting your carbs.
Yeah. But when I started counting, because I didn't realize how many carbs were in milk, and I did drink a little bit of milk sometimes, and I didn't realize how many carbs
milk.
Were in...
No dairy, except Carrie.
I know.
Okay, because all of that stuff is going to make fungus in your system. And, man, you want to feed it. But hey, no, counting carbs is not anything I knew to do, but the way I ate, you guys could never survive. I mean, I ate like a rabbit. And I mean it, like a rabbit. I mean, a gourmet dinner had radishes in it. You know? I mean, you know, you can't eat anything that can turn any kind of flour, any kind of wheat, any kind of dairy, because all of that stuff is going to feed something you're trying to eradicate. But counting carbs, for some people, is the final solution.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, it was.
Well, hey, continue. Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted people to know that I always talk about Sunday cheesecake once every 6-8 weeks, because when we do fellowship, I eat New York sliver. I mean, a real sliver. I mean, of a strawberry cheesecake. I mean, I just, woof, I'm so happy I could do that, you know, but I don't do it all the time. Sometimes I go 2 months without it. But I can do it, okay? And to know that you can do things that you love again is really one of the joys. And I keep telling everybody, longer you stay on the basic protocol, the better chance you have of not only staying healthy, not getting sick again, but you can slow down the aging process. And I am a living visual example. I am 75 years old, and I look like I'm in my 60s, not 70s, okay? And I got to cut my nails every 3 or 4 days, okay? And man, those are great signs of good health.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. You're a great picture, an inspiration of, you know, of what people can...
All the European people, Skype with me. You don't have to let me look at you. Just look at me. You're going to listen better if you look at me.
That's it, yeah.
I always think by acting silly, correct?
Aww.
I mean, I sing to Chrissy's dog twice a week.
Aww, that's really lovely. That's great. Well, thank you, Mel. You know, thanks for remembering us across here and reaching out to us.
Hey, you know, our diseases know no boundaries, and I have no boundaries. None. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all of you people in Europe, you're more than welcome. And the joy for me is watching you get better, even if it's perfect. But better is always better. Aha.
Yeah.
Not that more is better. Okay, but better is better. Ruth, you want to take a few questions? I'll bet Donald's got one right off the bat. Nobody gets quicker. Donald, I'm not even going to wait for your hand. Go ahead. Come in, Donald. All right, he might be away from the... Anybody here have a question? How about you, Robin? Question for Ruth?
No, don't have any questions. Thank you, lady, for being here and doing this today.
All right, so let's run down the board and let everybody say... Everybody. Okay. Ready, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't think so. I think Chrissy and Ruth have covered so much, and they have so much information. Unfortunately, I'm not a very good talker, and I don't actually hold too much information in my brain. So
I appreciate
them both, you know, and in fact, I appreciate you all, because, you know, you all help me. I'm quite often just sitting on the fence listening in, aren't I? I don't say too much, but I try and take as much information as I can, and I do find the conferences are better for me than actual reading. I learn more by the spoken word also than the written.
All righty then. Brenda, would you like to say anything?
Sure. I'd like to thank you ladies for sharing their inspirational. And Freddie, I have to disagree with you that you did have a lot to contribute. It was a lot. So I gained a lot from things that you said. Just the overall experience. So thank you for sharing.
Doesn't understand or appreciate her true value. Hey, Freddie is the queen of diet. All righty. Okay, we asked Rock and Robin. She didn't really. How about Tia? Would you like to say?
I don't have any questions. I just want to thank them all today for coming and sharing and giving all their different stories. I think it's just beneficial for everyone. We all have, you know, we're all at different places with it, with in different times, with different symptoms. So I just think it's great that they all can share. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, your turn comes next week when you and your sister in Christ are going to do a call. Title of that call again? I never can remember.
Top Secret.
Yeah, that's why I can't remember. You guys always fooling around. All right. Agent
B. You'll have to listen and take notes.
Agent B1, come in. Agent B1.
Yes, hi. It's been more than beautiful to hear everyone's story. And each experience is helpful because we all have unique experiences that blend into the challenge of what we're facing. So I'm appreciative for every story, and I thank you.
All right. Donald, would you like to say anything? It sounds like he might be having... Whenever you want, Don, if you can hear me, whenever you can get the phone right, just chime in. Chrissy, final word?
Yeah, I just can't stress enough that, like, I know you say in the website that only people with toxic disease can understand and share knowledge with other sufferers. So it's really imperative that, people join the community and become part of it properly, and you know, it's very, very helpful. I know that you always say that on the prayer call that that the people that come to the calls are at the highest percentage of people that get well, because we need that support, we need that camaraderie and that connection and that understanding to just help us emotionally to get through it, you know, as well as the sum of the parts and everything. And the last thing I would just say is, well, what I've said already is, it's an amazing thing that all of this is pretty amazing, and I can't reiterate enough that my life, if I was still here, would have been so, 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 so different. Still been in that very dark place, and I'm not in that dark place. I still have health issues that I'm still working through, but you know, you hear me laughing and joking on the prayer call and stuff. Like, for all these years before, I was a sheltered person with this. It taken me down. I was joking with big hearty laughs the way that I do now. So, you know, it's not just working on your human. It helps people that have been broken by this illness to, you know, we're like human Lego and we're getting put back together actually and emotionally as well. So, and thank you to everybody in the community as well, because that's another thing. I've met so many wonderful people for the year and you know, part of this love. Tremendous, strong, lovely people, beautiful people, and I have many friends that I value and care for here, and we, you know, and it is, it's it's kind of worth its weight in gold. So, and it's brilliant being able to talk to people and they get it, you know. So I just want to say thank you very, very, very much.
Hi, Chrissy, you know, I say it all the time. We got about anywhere up to 3,000-4,000 people who come sometimes in the winter. They come and they look, they read, they leave. We got about 200 people that now spend $5 a month to read everything and listen. But the community is made up of about 30 of you. Now, out of that 30, people who become community members, they come Saturday, they come Sunday, not every time, but most of the time, they actually start chronicling their own journey in the forum, not only so they can look back and see the progress they've made, but they can also pay it forward to new people when they read people's journeys who came here in the same condition, lost, bewildered, fearful. And then they read over time that these people slowly start to get their lives back, they get better. Community members, I can get 90% of those well over a 3-year period. And non-community members, it's maybe 15%. So it's up to everyone how much they're willing work they want to put in to restoring their own health. But if you're a community member, it really bodes well for your chances. Donald, you're unmuted. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
I wanted you to have any final questions or words.
Well, like you said, some of the pots was like Chrissy was saying, and just keep at it. And thank you for all the help and the hope, and of course the camaraderie and love that everybody shares.
All right, Donald. Well, we're all glad you're here. Everybody here loves you, buddy. Everybody. All righty. Diane and Paul, any last thoughts, questions, or anything like that? Well, you know these newlyweds. All right, we'll come back to them. Carrie Ann and Joe, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that you, Diane?
Yeah, had trouble unmuting. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
Well, my question to the ladies that have been speaking, nobody talked too much about their interaction with other people and when they felt comfortable touching, you know, other family members. So, you know, I know it's different for everybody and depending on the stage that you're at, but how do you know when it's okay to give somebody a hug?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. This is what I've told everybody who ever came here about the contagious aspect, okay? Now, we know or we've heard or we've read that the only way you can transmit Lyme is through bodily fluids, okay? And since Lyme, in my opinion, was the first toxic disease released in the air by accident, it stands to reason that any other toxic diseases that followed are going to probably be able to be transmitted by bodily fluids. Now, my thought has always been that when I was sick, the first 2 years I was totally isolated. Now, this was my choice. This is a long time ago, guys. Long time ago, okay? But that was the choice I made because I didn't want anyone I cared about to even remotely have the chance to get this thing. Because, you know, a bad horror story, forget about horror. This is the worst sci-fi movie ever made. It's worse than Alien because it's inside of us. And it really would like to kill us. So, it's so important that you're careful. I always say, error on the side of caution, slow and steady. Some people have gone around their kids and grandkids quickly, but most people do not, and you never go near anybody who's sick, because then they're a candidate to get what you got, because their immune system's not good. And the common denominator amongst all of us was that our immune system collapsed for whatever reason. And there are so many reasons. So if you're asking me, I'm telling you, when you get better, you get everything back. I mean, Terry's not here because she's at the dentist, okay? But she can tell you. Donna can tell you. Karen can tell you. You got to be patient. Just get healthy. Put everything else on the back burner. I'm telling you. Because every time you leave the environment that you create in order to get well, whether it be for work, whether it be for visit, whether it be trip, no matter what, when you leave that environment, you put yourself at risk. And you put others at risk, in my opinion. So you might think it's easy for me to say, but I'm not just walking the walk, guys. I mean, I'm not just talking the talk. I isolated myself 2 years completely and 4 years from most people. So you do what you feel is right. But I'll tell you, if you ever make anyone else sick and you think it's your fault, oh boy, you ain't going to feel good at all. And it ain't worth it. It ain't worth the stress that's involved when you expose other people to what you have. So, I didn't think you were going to like the answer, but that's what I've told everyone forever.
I appreciate that, Mel. Thank you.
Okay. I can't pull no punches because you would be crying like a baby and you would never forgive yourself. I've seen it. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
That's about as horror show as I'll let this place get. All right. Carrie Ann and Joe, come in.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Oh, there's little Miss Muffin. Hi, Miss Muffin.
Hi.
Everybody gets a nickname.
I'm Miss Muffin.
You're Miss Muffin.
Miss Muffin, right.
really, no questions. Just great, great call this morning, Mel. Thanks for bringing in our ladies from the other side of the ocean, and just love hearing your stories. I think what really hits me is, you know, this journey is long and hard enough as it is for anyone who does have access to the resources, such as the protocol, and to hear people overseas from the beginning that didn't have that access. I mean, the fact that you all came back and you still pursued it, and Mel, God willing, as Christy put it there, you didn't think anyone from the States was going to call you, and there he was, and says that you're going to get the protocol, you know, delivered to you. I mean, that's just even more encouragement, I think, for this group on getting well. Is there's always been a will and a way, and Mel's made it that way. So I just appreciate these stories because you ladies overseas had everything we're going through, plus in a position of not getting the resources needed to correct it. I mean, I can't even imagine what that was like, how to work around that in your journey. So just really appreciate your stories.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. And girls, you can tell you did a great job. All right. Here she is. The only member of the gang that has four names. Come in, Laughing Bird, Nuthatch, Hat Nudge, and Karen the Librarian.
I just wanted to say that I really found your sharing very, very meaningful and inspirational, and I'm just so, so thankful that you found Mel and found the website, and you know you're well or getting close to it, and just thank you for being with us.
just really appreciate who you are and just privileged to know you. So a huge thank you and a long-distance hug.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We got to pick up just a little now because I promised Ruth that we would be done sooner than we're going to get done. Ruth Ann, give us the short version, please.
The short version is thank you, all of you, for coming and being willing to share your story. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. So I give you a big yay, thank you. But, Mel, I got something to say. I think that the best advertising agent to bring people into your group is God. Because how
many none of this would be possible without God. Okay, so I mean,
I think he's directed everyone that is here is directed by God to be here, whether they know it, you know, outwardly or not.
Well, I'll tell you, Ruth Ann, I've known it forever because I talked to everybody at the beginning and I asked them, you know, how did you finally find me? And I'm telling you that 95% tell me I prayed to God and all of a sudden there was your website. Or I've been doing this forever and yours was the only positive, godly, caring website. I mean, yeah, I know that, okay? You can't shove God in people's faces. They either believe and they come or they don't have a clue and I can't really help them. Okay? But thanks.
Yeah.
I know why everyone is here. I know why I'm here. Because God sent a bird to tell me I'm not going to die. Okay? All right. We got to keep on keeping on. Okay, Valera, anything last thoughts? Okay, she's probably not unmuted. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Oh, go
ahead.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, last thoughts.
Okay, I just want to say I appreciate hearing these stories because I truthfully believe that it's because of everybody's different situations has shown me basically I think our immune systems were so low that's how we got this situation in the first place, like you said, and it's very, very encouraging to hear that people getting well regardless of all the other issues that may be involved is very, very encouraging.
Okay, well, glad. Thank you so much, Valera. Let's see now. Karen? No, that's not Karen. Wait a minute now. 832, who's that?
Joanna.
Ah! Hey, you.
Hey.
I know you missed a good part of it, or part of it, but what'd you think?
Yes, sorry.
I don't even go for, like, Swiss rolls anymore. My ex-girlfriend told me they were plastic. I stopped eating them.
Well, I really appreciated all of the sharing, and it just kind of warms my heart to know that even though we're separated by so many miles and they're so across the ocean, but everybody, basically we're all the same. You know, everybody has the same kind of problems, facing the same issues, and it's just great that we can come together as a community and help each other. So I want to thank you, ladies.
Okay, the beautiful thing is that none of us think any of the other ones are crazy, except, of course, me.
We know you are, Mel.
And I can always count on you. All right. Let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and find her now. Karen, welcome, Karen. What was this like for your first call? Take your time. There you go. Karen, come in, Karen.
Is that Marty?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. It is not Karen, it is Marty. Come in, Marty.
Hello. What I think about is it seems like diet is a huge part of this. And, you know, where Hippocrates says, let food be your medicine, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And I feel sad for people who don't know that it's so important to eat healthy.
Well, in order to get well, you're going to have to make a lot of changes, some sacrifices, and get patient.
Yes.
And be brave. Now, if you can accomplish those four things, you've got a foot in the door. But those things have to be part of the sum of the parts, and there are many other parts to the sum of the parts, which also you can read about. We have a subheading called the sum of the parts, and you can also put the sum of the parts, S-U-M, of the parts in the search engine, and you can read everything that's ever been written, because there's been an evolution, just like there's an evolution in the toxicity, there's been evolution in the way the protocols continuously evolve, and there's an evolution in the way that we felt about diet. But you heard Freddie Bean talk about diet. You heard Chrissy. You heard Ruth say how important. I mean, it is, along with sleep, water, and the nutrients, the four basics that you're going to need to embrace. So, we're glad you joined us. We hope you come to prayer and fellowship just to see what it's like. You don't have to talk the first time, but you're certainly more than welcome. All right, Ruth, what would you, go ahead, Marty.
No, I was just saying thank you.
Welcome. We're glad you joined us. And what would you like to say in closing?
Sorry, now, was that me you were asking?
Yes.
Sorry.
We're only running 1 minute late, Ruth Ann.
No, don't worry. So it doesn't matter. It's all right. They can wait for their tea. And what would I say? I think what I've been just sort of thinking about is that when I decided to do Mel's Protocol, I decided to just absolutely dive into everything on the website. I decided to engage with the forum, you know, look at it every day, post regularly, you know, at least once a month, how I was doing, an update, any questions that I had, any worries I had, I'd post. I mean, it was a lifeline to me, but also I just think I really benefited from just absolutely embracing everything about the website, you know, reading all the different parts, reading all the old posts, reading all the articles, joining in with the conference calls. Just, and I think that is one of the sum of the parts. Maybe, I'm not quite sure what the updated list is, but I think for me it definitely was, and it was a real blessing. So I would just, I've had a quick look at the forum, and I'm so encouraged to see some of the new people starting a post of their journeys, and I'm so thrilled about that, and I just encourage you to keep posting how you're doing, so that thread becomes the story of your journey, of how you got better. Because then, if you write regularly how you're doing and what's happening and news, it will be a wonderful thing for you to look back on, and you'll be able to read and remind yourself of just, you know, what a wonderful journey you've been on.
All right, well, want to thank you girls, all of you, but today, and giving us your stories and emotions and feelings, gratitude. I mean, I'm grateful that you're grateful, but that's my job, is to get people better. So I'm just, and my reward is when you get better, because you don't only rejoice, I rejoice with you. So thank you. I'd like everyone on the count of three to say thank you with Charles. One, two, three. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, this is not normal. Normally, we wait till Sunday. But does anybody have a joke? Anybody? Somebody laughed. It's a joke book. No? All right. Anybody have a question for me? Okay, remember, next week we have Rock and Robin and Tia with Mia, or Coffee Tia with Mia, in Mystery Call, or what is it called? Oh, Top Secret. Top Secret. And then sometime in August, we got Robert Scott Bell coming back. We got Tina Turner. Tina, who wrote about 2 weeks ago that her journey is 3 years of wellness. She came back to let everybody know you got a shot to get better here. She said, okay, yesterday, now I'll do it. And then we talked about Tina Turner. She started laughing. She said, you always called up and said, hey, man, it's Ike. How are you, Tina? And that boy, he said, you would always laugh because you were crazy. I listened, and I'm grateful. And I said, good, come do a call. She said, okay, I will. She's going to tell me early next Saturday. She's going to come. Robert Scott Bell will be here. Dr. William Courtney, whenever we can get him out of the jungle, he'll be here. So we got a lot of good things coming up. And, of course, tomorrow we have the best 2 hours you could ever spend in a week here with prayer and fellowship. Well, let's do the thank you on the three. One, two, three. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.